buddy. Just sitting here today talking about how to relax and take things easy, not let things bug you, you know what I mean?
Excuse me, are you Bob Elliott or Bob Elliott's substitute?
Right. No, I'm Bob today.
What was his name? I haven't seen him around for a long time.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
We must have his name written down somewhere.
We'd better. Or if
I better not get sick.
That's right. Well, did you have a nice weekend, everybody? Good, good. We're delighted. Webley Webster is here to chat more about his big party.
The mail list is growing every day. You folks getting on the mail list while you can. And it's still available to you if you just write to us.
Bob and Ray?
Yes, Webley. Webley Webster, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Bob and Ray, I wanted to ask you specifically a business question. You see, I've been approached by the Finley Quality Network.
No, wait. We had a rule. I think you saw it on the bulletin board downstairs that we were not going to mention Finley anymore.
Well, how can I talk to you about this?
Well, don't say it again.
The thing is this, that network there
yes.
has approached me for the exclusive broadcasting rights to my coming out party.
Didn't you tell them that we were going to cover it here at the Bob and Ray Show?
Well, I was talking to a fellow named Skirmahorn. He said he'd got a sponsor lineup for it.
Did Skirmahorn leave, Ray? Did he go back over to the other place?
Bob, I don't know. I'm just not paying attention anymore. I come in the office, do a crossword puzzle, and go home.
I know, but... Well, we'll look into it, Webb. I don't think we should discuss it.
Well, here, now, well, wait a minute. You can't just brush me off.
I'm not brushing you off.
It's a matter of dollars and cents here. I should like to sell these exclusive rights to either you or the Finley Quality Network.
Please, don't mention Finley.
Well, to Skirmahorn and the network you represent.
Yeah.
The FNQ.
Yes. Well, we'll,
Finley Quality, no, FQN. I'm sorry.
Right. We'll have to check in with it because we may very well have a sponsor for the coming out party ourselves. You see?
Uh-huh. Well, then I don't know. Then I'll go ahead and give it to them then.
No, don't do that. Don't do anything rash because we want to have the first refusal on it.
Well, I tell you, he'd be making a mistake if he gives it to that network, Bob.
What, Finley Quality Network?
Don't say it, please. Oh. For one thing, if he does that, the Webley Webster coming out party will not be heard on WCMI in Ashland, Kentucky.
Well, that's true. It won't be heard on WVLK in Lexington, Kentucky, either.
So, incidentally, those are two new stations who've joined our wonderful CBS radio network. I wonder if they'd stand up, please, and take a bow to the country, please. WCMI in Ashland.
WVLK in Lexington.
Okay. Now, sit down.
Salute to you both.
We don't mean to stand up during the whole program.
We don't have a guest.
Coincidentally, to the manager of WVLK in Lexington, your tower just blew down. Now, what did you say?
I said we don't have a guest sitting in with us all week, this week, do we?
No more. We've had a lot of mail saying don't let guests sit in with you like that because they depress the audience.
They're so wrapped up in themselves and their memories that they don't bring their conversation up to date. They're talking of yesterday all the time.
Oh, just a second.
I think the phone is ringing.
Yeah, just a second.
Hello? Hello?
Let me have that phone.
Yeah.
Hello? I think it's for me. Hello?
I don't know who it was for.
Mr. Birdley? Kent Lyle Birdley? Well, just a minute, operator. Bob, this is the operator.
Is it for me?
It's for either you or myself. It's Kent Lyle Birdley. And
who's that?
It's Collect. Who is that? Don't you...
Oh, he's the one who sat in with us a couple weeks ago.
Time announcer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a second, operator. We'll accept it. Put him on.
Hello, Ray. Kent Lyle Birdley here.
Yes, Kent. I suppose you couldn't get the $10 bill changed. Is that it?
Ray, I hate to call you collect this way, but I didn't have the right change in my pocket.
I had it figured out right from the start. You couldn't get a $10 or $20 bill changed, and you just had to call collect.
Ray, I'm in Newark, New Jersey, I might drop over to see you fellas either today or tomorrow. Will you be in the office, Ray?
We'll be in the office, but I don't think we'll be broadcasting from our usual studio, Kent Lyle.
Well, how would I go about finding you if I come into town?
You know where Times Square is?
Yes, I do, Ray.
Well, look, hold on just a second. Well, I don't know how to get out of this. Kent Lyle Birdley, he's in Newark. He's calling collect. He wants to come over and visit the show, and I don't know what to do with him. I said something about Times Square. I was going to say, I was going to say stand there, but I think that's kind of cruel, you know. So, what do you think?
Ray? Well, hello, Ray.
Yeah, just a second, Kent,
please. I don't
know
what to do.
But don't worry, Kent. We're paying for it, right? What should we tell him?
Have him come in tomorrow. Maybe we can get rid of him once and for all.
How about sending him up to the Gary Moore show or...
How about over to the Finley Quality Network?
I don't know any show over there.
No.
I'll tell you what. We can...
All right.
Yes, Kent, we're trying
I'm
to...
still hanging on, fella.
Swell. Swell. We're trying to think of a good spot for you. If I think of it, I'll call him back.
Yeah.
He's in Newark somewhere.
That's the best thing to do, I think.
Now then.
Now,
see ya.
We're going to munch again, huh?
Okay.
Wally Ballou, our man on the spot with special events coverage, is in Herkimer, New York again, and I guess you know what that means.
It means that he's visiting the good Professor Groggins. Our good engineer, Mr. Joseph Alonzo, is standing by at the great communication center board here now, ready to sound the blinking award, or the blinking signal, that is, to Wally Ballou. Would you buzz him now, please? Tell him he's on the air, Joe.
Yes. Wally Ballou, making believe I'm in Herkimer, New York, here to chat with Professor Groggins, the owner of a spaceship which he hopes to put into orbit in the very near future. Professor, you called us rather unexpectedly over the weekend, said you had some news, you wanted us to get it first. And that's why we're here.
Well, Wally Ballou, as you know, I have been for many months preparing to go to the moon, and it became rather an old joke here at Herkimer, and I'm sure that you probably suspected a good deal of nonsense going on.
Well,
here.
I didn't really expect that you would have any definite blast-off date, but you told me it was important that I come up here, and so I did.
Well, I have been working with an associate now, and we have come up with a new propulsion system, and we have decided to bypass the moon and to go on to some other planet.
Oh, how come?
Well, seems everybody will be going to the moon. I dare say that we Americans will have our astronauts up there sometime before I could do it, or some other nation.
We have been progressing very rapidly and very well.
So rather than get mixed up in a traffic problem at the moon, we thought we'd go somewhere else. Mr. Ballou, I want you to come over here with your microphone and look at this new system I have here for propulsion.
All right, sir. Let me see if I have enough lead cable here.
Here, the four, as you know, I was using a two-cycle, one-cylinder engine.
Yes.
Type used on lawnmowers. But we have found that that just doesn't have enough power to thrust us beyond the pull of the Earth.
Well, even to thrust you beyond the fence there at the lower end of your property, I know.
Mr. Ballou, I know that you speak facetiously that way. No, this is a new system. We use the old, what they call a water pump system, where this is hand-driven. By that I mean myself and my assistant will push this pump handle up and down to generate power.
So you're going to be pretty busy once you get off the ground and get into space, aren't you?
Well, I'd rather be busy than sitting there worrying about what's going to happen to us.
Right.
See?
Could we see how this thing works? Can you run it on a trial?
Here. Pull your microphone over, you can hear it.
All right. Now he's pumping the pump handle, which will supply the power for this great space vehicle. How do you get the power from the pump into the machine?
Well, the water that I get from the pump will turn a paddle wheel.
Uh-huh.
And that would give us the power. Would you like a glass of water, incidentally?
Spring
water.
Nice. I have some on the way over.
Oh, try this. It's really good.
I don't care for any, Professor, right now.
Take some of the water.
I don't want any.
Take some of the water.
I don't want any water. I'm not thirsty.
All right. Then take your microphone and your equipment and leave the premises.
All right, if that's the way you feel about it, Professor, the very same to you, sir.
Well, all right, but the Findlay Quality Network will be here tomorrow.
This is Radio's Wally Ballou from Herkimer, New York, returning it to my...
I don't know what it is, my something, but the Findlay...
Superiors.
Yeah, more... Oh, thank you, Wally. The Findlay Network, more than welcome to the good professor.
Well, we don't have too much left of this program, but
no,
I guess we could throw it up to the audience.
That I like zinnias, too.
Well, that's very nice, ma'am, and you know how to get them, too.
Yes, I know that.
Anybody have any questions about radio or anything about our show that we can answer in the few seconds that we have left? Anything at all?
It's a real live audience, Bob. Anything at all that you folks want to talk to us about?
Yes, I have.
All right, there's a fellow who'll say it.
Bob?
Yeah?
Have you quit taking payola?
Now, wait, we didn't ask for embarrassing questions. We just wanted questions about the show itself.
Okay, well, you're right.
Oh, don't, never mind. I don't think we better pursue this any further, do you?
Bad idea, Bob.
But we hope to have some words from Bridget Bardot in just 10 seconds. we have those words?
Je le prends sous le prince de petit poids. On pleure, joli de ronde, cette phrase, on ne va pas croire.
That's wrong.
Yeah, now, her manager explaining that
she couldn't be here.
Okay, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.